Welcome back to the deep dive. If you're a modern marketer, I'm sure you know this feeling. Your biggest headache isn't really generating data anymore. It's navigating it.
Mm-hmm.
You open up your analytics stack, and instead of a clear path, you're just facing this monumental maze of platforms and dashboards.
It's analysis paralysis.
It's exactly that. And it feels like you're drowning in the very information that's supposed to be helping you.
It's a completely understandable pain point.
Yeah.
I mean, the sheer volume of data today means if you're still just relying on, you know, looking back, looking at what happened last quarter, you're already too slow.
You're behind the curve.
Way behind.
Mm.
The competitive landscape in 2025, it demands you move forward. You have to be predicting, not just reacting.
Absolutely. So our mission today is to cut through all of that noise. We've pulled together the research to identify the absolute essential predictive analytics tools, or PATs, that give you a real strategic advantage.
Right.
We're talking about the ability to, you know, future-proof your budget and your entire marketing strategy.
And that ability to forecast is just so critical. Because look, predictive analytics isn't a luxury feature anymore. It's not just for the big tech companies.
No.
It's the core necessity for modern marketing. What these tools fundamentally do is take that overwhelming pile of raw data and transform it into clear, actionable predictions.
So, like, what specifically?
We're talking about knowing the exact likelihood of a specific customer converting next week, or accurately forecasting which customer segments are about to churn. This ability to see into the future. It's really the only way to justify a smart budget and get proven results.
Okay, let's unpack that definition. Because predictive analytics, it sounds a bit like magic, but it's really just sophisticated math, right?
Yeah.
What exactly are these tools at their core?
At their core, predictive analytics tools are specialized software platforms. And they use three main components: vast amounts of historical data, statistical algorithms, and of course, machine learning.
So they're not just telling you what happened.
No, exactly. They don't just say your conversion rate was 3% last month. They use that history to forecast future outcomes, future behaviors. So for a marketer, the output is turning all that raw info into predictions.
And how do they actually pull that off? I mean, just collecting data from our CRM, our website, our email, that's complex enough. How does a tool make that integration predictive?
What's fascinating here is just the sheer scope of the data integration. They can ingest data from, well, every conceivable source. And that includes those offline channels like in-store purchases or call center notes that traditional BI just misses.
Oh.
And all that data is then processed using really advanced modeling techniques, things like complex regression analysis or neural networks.
Now, hold on. For the curious but maybe not so technical listener, what's a quick analogy for those? We don't need a math lecture, but just help us visualize it.
That's fair. Think of regression analysis like a high-powered accountant. It looks at every single factor that historically led to a good outcome, say a purchase.
Huh?
And it assigns weight to it.
So which ad mattered more, that kind of thing?
Precisely. Did the email, the display ad, or the social post matter more? It gives you a clear line of cause and effect. A neural network, on the other hand, it's more like teaching a highly advanced infant.
Okay.
You feed it millions of examples, and it just teaches itself to spot patterns you haven't even thought to look for.
Yeah.
It learns all the complex, you know, nonlinear relationships in your data, and it does it automatically.
That makes a lot of sense. But the crucial component for marketing, which we've touched on, is the reliance on marketing attribution models. This is where the budget lives or dies, isn't it?
Absolutely. Attribution is the difference between guessing and knowing. The classic problem with attribution is that basic models like first click or last click, they lie to you. They assign 100% of the credit to one single touch point, which is just never the reality of a modern customer journey.
So how does a PP use prediction to fix that broken model?
So PATs leverage machine learning to create what are called algorithmic, customizable, and fractional attribution models. Instead of forcing data into a rigid structure, the tool analyzes the entire journey and decides, based on what's worked before, that, say, touchpoint A gets 20% credit, touchpoint B gets 5%, and so on.
That's the shift, then, from reactive reporting to proactive strategy. So practically speaking, what does this mean for business growth beyond just cutting down on ad waste?
The benefits are profound. Oof. First, you can actually foresee market shifts and understand customer intent in near real time. That gives you a serious edge.
Mm.
Second, you stop guessing about personalization.
Right.
You can anticipate needs. You can optimize the timing. So instead of just bombarding everyone, you deliver the right experience to the right person right when the prediction says they're most receptive. And that, you know, that drives loyalty.
And for the CFO.
And for the CFO, yes. It means you drastically and provably reduce wasted ad spend.
That clarity alone has to be worth the investment. But now we have to talk selection. A marketer looks out there and sees dozens of tools, all claiming to be predictive. If you're evaluating a new platform, what are the absolute non-negotiables?
There are three major boxes you absolutely have to check in 2025. First is data integration. It's foundational. You need comprehensive collection that spans across all your marketing and sales platforms. If the tool can't seamlessly pull in data from your CRM and your ad platforms at the same time, it's dead on arrival.
Right. And second, you mentioned the data scientist bottleneck earlier.
Exactly. That's usability. The complexity of the models, it should be, you know, invisible to the end user. Look for intuitive dashboards and visuals that are genuinely accessible for non-technical users.
So your average marketer can actually use it?
Yes. They should be able to jump in and understand a predicted churn risk score without needing to run a Python script. If it needs a full-time data scientist just to operate it, it won't scale across your team.
And finally, the power features, the ones that really justify the P and Pat.
That's what I'd call advanced capabilities.
Yeah.
You need those customizable ML-powered attribution models. You need real-time data processing, not just once-a-day updates.
Yeah.
And crucially, look for tools offering AI-driven recommendations.
So it doesn't just show you the problem.
It tells you the solution. It might say, ad set B is underperforming. Reallocate 15% of that budget to channel X on Tuesdays for segment Y. That's actionable value.
So we have the checklist, but how does a marketing leader actually start choosing? You can't just buy the most powerful tool if it's too complex for your team.
This is where strategy has to align with reality. Start by defining your challenge. Pinpoint your specific pain points. Are you trying to optimize ad spend, fix a broken attribution model, or scale personalization? Define the mission first.
That avoids the shiny new object syndrome. Don't buy a fighter jet if you just need a delivery van.
Exactly. Next, you have to seriously evaluate your team's expertise. A super advanced platform might be complete overkill if you don't have data scientists on staff to actually use it. And finally, always, always re-emphasize that integration check.
The plumbing has to work.
The plumbing has to work. If it's clunky, your data is incomplete and your predictions will be worthless.
Now for the fun part, the 2025 toolkit. We looked at 10 curated platforms that stood out and we've grouped them by their core advantage.
Okay, let's start with category one, comprehensive data integration and enterprise focus. These are for massive companies whose main battle is just harmonizing messy data from hundreds of sources.
First up, the revenue data powerhouse, Improvato.
Improvato is built for centralization. It has over 500 integrations. The massive pro here is that it requires no coding.
That's huge.
It's huge. It puts data control in the hands of marketing ops, not just IT. The con, however, is the custom pricing, and users report a really steep learning curve for the advanced features. It's powerful, but you have to dedicate time to mastering it.
And then there's Domo, which seems aimed a bit higher up, more for organizational visibility.
Domo calls itself a data app platform. It has over 1,000 connectors. Its strength is in creating those visual Apple workflows and real-time executive dashboards. It really appeals to the C-suite.
What's the drawback?
The major drawback is cost. Users universally call it super expensive. And because it's so broad, it isn't laser focused on those really niche marketing attribution models.
Moving into category two, we have the leaders in business intelligence and visualization. Let's talk about the giant in the room, Tableau.
Tableau is the leading traditional BI platform. Its connectivity is legendary. It can link to almost any database imaginable. It's powerful, but still pretty user-friendly.
But I've heard there's a performance issue.
That's the downside that always comes up. Dashboard performance can get noticeably sluggish when you're dealing with truly massive billion-row data sets. It needs some serious infrastructure behind it to work at that scale.
And then there's Sisense, which talks about an infuse analytics approach.
Right. Sisense is all about embedding analytics everywhere. A huge pro is its intuitive drag-and-drop dashboards. They're perfect for cross-functional teams, so you can give predictive insights to HR and finance. Not just marketing.
And the flip side?
The flip side is that because it's so broad, its features aren't specifically tailored for a really granular marketing attribution. And customization can be a bit more limited than on other platforms.
Okay, let's pivot to category three. Niche tools designed for very specific marketing use cases. Let's start with Semrush.
Most marketers know SEMrush for digital visibility, SEO, PPC. You might not think of it as a PA, but its advantage is that it helps you illuminate your competitors' marketing attribution.
So you can predict their strategy.
You can predict where they're seeing success and then refine your own strategy. The main barrier, though, is cost. The subscription starts high, around $140 a month, and it climbs fast.
Next, for conversion optimization, we have Full Session.
Full Session is all about user behavior analytics, the why behind the click. It gives you incredible insight with things like session recordings and heat maps. The key limitation to know, though, is that it does not support mobile app tracking.
That's a big one.
It's a big one. If your customer base is on an app, it's not going to give you the whole picture.
And of course, we can't talk analytics without mentioning the industry mainstay, Google Analytics.
Of course. GA is the foundation for almost everyone. Its strength is the free version, its tight integration with the Google ecosystem, and its huge community. Its predictive capabilities are baked right in.
The but is coming.
The but is that the premium version, GA 360, is notoriously expensive. And for the free version, your support is pretty much limited to community forums, which can be a real problem when you run into complex data issues.
Finally, let's wrap with Supermetrics, the data plumbing expert.
Supermetrics is a pure data integration hub. It's designed to solve that first non-negotiable we mentioned. It pulls data from over 70 platforms into reporting tools like Sheets or Tableau. It's the central nervous system for your predictions.
And the con?
The con is financial. The cost scales considerably with the number of connectors you need, so it gets very expensive as your marketing stack grows.
That was an essential, if very rapid, overview. I think we've clearly established that predictive analytics is just no longer optional.
The takeaway is clear. Using these tools is essential for a sustainable competitive advantage. They transform that raw data into a reliable guide for the future of your campaigns, ensuring every dollar is, you know, fighting its hardest.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Looking ahead, we know the continued integration of more sophisticated AI and machine learning is going to lead to even more granular insights.
And almost completely automated optimization. The tools won't just tell you what to do.
They'll do it for you.
In some cases, yes. They'll execute the changes for you. The technology is only getting smarter and faster. The cost and complexity barrier is dropping rapidly.
So let's end with a provocative final thought for you to consider. Because many of these powerful platforms we discussed, Domo, Improvato, Skysense, they're really designed for enterprise-wide use.
Mm-hmm.
As analytics become more advanced and more centralized, the challenge shifts from just finding the right software to achieving organizational alignment. So will your biggest hurdle in the next few years actually be the technology, or will it be successfully getting your technical data science teams and your non-technical teams, marketing, sales, leadership, to all collaborate and trust and actually use that single centralized data platform?
Something to chew on as you review your 2025 stack and maybe your internal structure too.
Indeed. This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.